Basically, it is not a public holiday. It is just a day whereby the civil servants, those working in government institutions, are expected to join the procession. They come to their workplace and then they proceed for the procession to the venue. And thereafter, at 2 p.m., they are supposed to be all at their offices. And the nursery and primary school are not supposed to join the procession, so they continue with their work normally.
Yes. How about the secondary schools and the universities?
The secondary schools are actually supposed to join. And the university, I think it is closed at the moment, so they can join the procession wherever they are.
So when we say the secondary schools can join the rally or the procession, does that mean that there will be no teaching tomorrow in the secondary schools particularly?
In the afternoon, they could go back to their classes. Otherwise, they'll just come, join the procession to show their solidarity as we are all striving for possibility of obtaining seats.
The secondary schools that you said will be attending at least until 2, maybe that's when they will go back and resume their classes. This is an SPLM rally. Why should it interfere with other institutions like private secondary schools?
I don't think it's really an interference. Basically, what we are saying here, as a citizen in this nation, anything that can support, that can enhance attainment of peace, I think it would be realistic for them to join in, to also show their solidarity. We are not trying to dictate, but we are trying to say, since this is something that has to do with the peace, it is important that we need to rally, we need to support.
For those not working with the government, working with NGOs, diplomatic missions, and the rest, UN missions, what will you say?
They can continue with their normal work, and unless they request their mission or their head of unit in order to see into it, that if they're given permission to come and attend to the rally, that's fine. But we do not necessarily have to dictate upon them that they should go for the procession.
Yes. Now, those ones working with the government who will not be reporting to the office or not going for the rally, what happens?
That one now, it will be dealt in an administrative matter. Otherwise, you know, everything, whoever is in need of peace, whoever supports peace process, it would be a good idea for that particular person to go and hear. Being also a part and parcel of someone that is working with the government, they shouldn't really hesitate not to go and attend the rally. It is always better if you hear from original place so that you don't need to be reported issues. And you know, there are certain tendency whereby there are people who would say that they were at the rally and meanwhile they're at home. And that kind of sitting is not expected because we are all responsible people, so we expect people to support any kind of peace process that comes to this country. So we would urge that the civil servant working with the government institution, let them join hands together in solidarity.